Hello, welcome to the pod. Today we have Kenley Reed, who is one of the top Pilates instructors in Miami. We met at SLS.
We did.
And it was a great day there. I think it was Women's Month. But yeah, it's a great location to do Pilates. And I learned more about Kenley, how she's, you know, actually kind of forging, you'd say, a big movement in the NFL and other, you know, professional athletes doing more Pilates, which not everyone would think, you know, big, huge NFL players doing Pilates, but believe it or not, there's a lot of a reason why that is a good thing for, you know, balance and a lot of the core strength that's needed. So thanks for coming. And yeah, I love to start these out by just kind of like getting to know where you're from, your background, stuff like that. Where were you born?
I am from Arkansas.
Arkansas,
but wow. You don't know anybody else from Arkansas.
I think I saw that in your bio somewhere. I think it's out there.
Yeah.
Do you have pride for Arkansas?
I do.
You do?
I can do the woo, pig suey, you know?
Oh, the Razorbacks?
Razorback, yeah.
Razorbacks, all yeah. Right. So when did, I guess, how would you describe your childhood? Like, what led you into Pilates?
So there's not much to do in Arkansas.
Oh, really?
Besides, like, dance and hunt deer. So I danced my whole life, you know, like, nothing else to do, really, but go to dance and church and hunt deer. So I think mat Pilates, like, was part of my conditioning my whole life, and I just did not know that's what it was. I didn't know I was doing Pilates.
Interesting. What do they call it?
Just, like, warm-up.
Oh, like cheerleading warm-up?
Yeah, like laying on the mat, like, doing point and flex and leg it lowers, and a lot of what Pilates mat work is what dancers do as a warm-up.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
So I moved my senior year of high school to Florida and went to UCF. Studied psychology and was bartending and was at like a Lifetime Fitness or something like that in the bathroom. And I saw a picture of a reformer and it said like, help improve your tennis game or something. I'm like, I didn't play tennis, but I didn't know what that machine was, but I knew I wanted to try it. So I signed up for a session. Bless her heart, like the instructor probably was barely certified, had minimal equipment. Like, was really bare-boning it in there. But the minute I got on that reformer, I was like, oh, this is the shit I want to do.
Ah, okay.
Like, I don't want to roll around on the floor. Mm. I don't always want to be a gym rat girly. Like, it was the perfect mixture of, like, a push and a pull and a strength and a stretch.
It's kind of like finding your horse.
Yeah.
Almost, right? Uh-huh. You, like, found your horse.
Yeah. So from then on out, I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because a lot of people out there, even if they've, I've done a few Pilates classes, mm-hmm. but never, I've never been on a reformer
on the
before.
Equipment. Yeah, and no. The reformer is just one of so many pieces of equipment.
Right. It's like definitely there's many different branches of Pilates. How would you describe yours?
So I'm classically trained.
Classic.
But I always am doing continued education, so I do modules. If I see one I like. Just because you're certified or because you say you're certified, there's different realms of certification, right? So someone that teaches just mat may have gotten certified by a local studio in a 5-hour weekend course and they say they're certified. So what I did is a 500-hour comprehensive certification through a nationally accredited program. So internationally, actually, I could go anywhere mm-hmm. and show my degree or my certification and get hired. Insured. Comprehensive, the whole thing. Like, there's not anything left out of my package here.
So what is it called, that certification?
It's, well, through Balance Body is
Balance
the company.
Body.
So there's a few. Balance Body, Stott, there's classical Ramada Pilates. But, I mean, it's been around since the 40s.
Yeah, bring us back to the history of Pilates. So it's Joseph Pilates?
So Joseph Pilates, right. Yeah, he's actually a boxer, okay. A German boxer. And just watched animals, watched kids, watched people move. And created this in Germany, left during World War II and moved to New York. Opened a little tiny studio above his apartment in New York City, and it just happened to be pretty close to New York City Ballet. That's where all the dancers kind of got involved. He died in the 60s from pneumonia, and from there, those few people that he certified took it worldwide. So it's really, it's a baby of an exercise form, right? Like, it's not yoga that's been around for thousands of years. But the following in the last 40 years is just...
No, for sure. We see it in Miami. So
yeah.
Do you find like a spiritual element of Pilates for you? Like, do you find something there?
I don't think it's the movement that's spiritual or Pilates that's spiritual. I think everyone has something that they do that they find spiritual, right? Like some people, it's their morning walks. Some mm-hmm. people, it's zoning out when they're running. Mm-hmm. Some people, it's yoga. Some people, it's dance. So for me, it's Pilates. Like I can always come back to it, right? You can do Pilates anywhere, on your mat, wherever you are, or on a reformer if you have one, or take a class anywhere. So I feel like it's not really, moving Pilates isn't spiritual to me. It's being able to come back to it anytime I need to move.
Right. Yeah. So I think it's one of those things that just brings you into the now, brings grounds you, mm-hmm. And then all forms of exercise can be like that. Yeah, I think where it becomes spiritual is usually when you start setting intention and things like that, which pretty much any exercise routine you can do that at the beginning and the end, mm-hmm. But also community-wise, it's great to have community. So you teach a lot of, you're kind of, you focus on a lot on privates, and then you do, occasionally you'll do classes like when we did at SLS. Do you have any favorite studios that you've been impressed by, like their setups in Miami?
So there's a lot of really aesthetically pleasing studios in Miami, and actually all over the States and the world. Dubai's got some really cool ones too. But just because they're aesthetically pleasing doesn't mean the classes are worth a shit. So I've come to find that one the hard way. Mm. I rarely get to take a class because I'm always working. But if someone ever cancels, I love to just jump in a class, see what's open, where can I jump in. I never say I'm an instructor. I just take the class and get the feel for it. But I do think there's a ton of beautiful studios around. I just don't always think that the work matches the aesthetic.
Right. Well, I guess you have to look beneath it all. Is really just where is the instructor properly trained and all that. So
you want to look more for the instructor, less for the studio.
Right. So on that end, are there any other Pilates instructors that you're?
Yeah,
that you respect in Miami.
Tons. More so outside of Miami, actually. It seems like Miami, it's very trendy, right? Mm-hmm. It's the Pilates girlies and the matching sets and we do hot Pilates, even though that's really not an actual 100% thing. So I'm not really your typical Pilates instructor, I don't think.
Right, you're a purist.
Yeah,
right,
I'm a little bit more of a purist I do add flavor to it. For instance, if a Pilates movement is one way, but I'm training an athlete that needs that movement, but with a twist, then I change it to make that position work for that athlete. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So, what are some of the most common, exercises or moves or what we may call them in Pilates that, for example, NFL players can really benefit from?
There's so many. Yeah. Anything involving ankles. Okay. Stability, balance, anything involving adductors, groin work. It depends on what position we're talking. If we're talking D linemen and O linemen, that's one whole category. If we're talking DBs and safeties, receivers and running backs.
Okay, so you have exercises for every position in the NFL, practically.
Yeah, every guy needs to focus on a different thing, but then they all are going to need balance and cohesive bodies, right? Then you also got to take into consideration how far in the season did they go? Are they coming to you fresh into off season, full of injuries? Mm-hmm. Or are they, hopefully, if they're your client, they didn't get on the IR list and they're not injured, right? That's the goal. So there's a lot of things to take into consideration when you're working with them.
And is it all body weight, or do you ever have any sort of weights involved?
So with the reformers and the chairs, there's resistance. So it's spring loaded.
Okay.
So the more spring I put on, the heavier it is. The less spring I put on, the lighter it is. And usually the lighter the spring, the harder the work.
Okay. So you can control the resistance levels.
Yeah.
And vary that. So why do you think it's taken off in the NFL versus the NBA or other sports?
It's pretty big, actually, in MLB and NBA also. Oh, really? NHL is starting to trickle into it. I think the NFL guys are just more vocal about doing it. And then they're not gatekeepers. They share. They bring other linemen with them,
It's a bigger team.
It's a bigger team, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's times 4 times 5 the NBA roster. So it's a big community.
Right.
Word gets around.
A bigger pool here.
Yeah, so it's a bigger pool to swim in. So that's let's get back to Miami. What was your first experience with Miami? When did you first move here?
So I moved here in 2017. I was in Tampa and moved to Miami, and I was working at Equinox for a little bit. When you move, you need to plant yourself somewhere that you can build a clientele. when you're starting from scratch. So I went in with Equinox, and then during COVID, everything shut. Most clients purchased equipment, and then I started going to everyone's homes. And then from there, I never went back to Equinox.
Okay. So COVID launched yourself as an entrepreneur.
As a solo girl, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that you moved here during COVID or before COVID?
2017. So a little before.
2017.
Yeah.
Before
I had been at Equinox about like 2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, yeah, fill us in on these reformers. So I did see like you're affiliated with like Your Reformer, which is like a website where you can buy equipment and things like that. What does it run someone who's like, you know, kind of intrigued about it, or maybe they already have one of those, what are the biking things again?
Like a Peloton?
They have a Peloton.
The similar concept. So the company Your Reformer is based out of Australia. And they actually launched their company during COVID as well. So she had a full studio, and when everything closed, you know, they went like lockdown over there for like a while. So she rented out all of her reformers. The CEO, her name is Emma. And while she was renting them all out, she, you know, was doing Zoom classes and recording things and sending them out virtually. And then like the idea just kind of came like, why don't we do this all the time? Why aren't we renting out reformers and having an on-demand platform? So she went with it. She did it. So she met up with manufacturing, did production, got everything going. And then from there, about a year ago, they decided they were going to launch in the U.S. And now they're everywhere. It's huge.
So you just buy it online and they ship it to you?
So they have options, actually. You can purchase a reformer and they'll deliver it, like white gloved everything, drop it off, put it all together. And then you have the access to the app where there's hundreds of classes that you can go online and take, which... that's what I do. I'm an instructor for them. So basically my classes live on that app and you can get on anytime and take them. There's a bunch of other instructors as well. So you have that option. Or the genius part is that you can rent them weekly. So they're only in LA, New York just launched this weekend. And then there's a few other places coming pretty soon that they will drop them off for you. If say you want them for a month because you're like you just had a baby. So you're not going to go to the studio. You just want to have a reformer at home. And it's literally the price of one class to have it at your house for the week.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to get a lot of use out of it, you know.
Yeah, and are they waterproof? Like, can people put them outside? Like, because I'm like wondering, like, this might lead to fights. Like, where are you going to place this thing? Like,
yeah,
you know, there could be some space requirements. So,
I wouldn't recommend putting it outside. I've seen people put them on yachts in the salt water, and you know, it gets kind of rusty and kind of sticky and stuff. But I mean, they're great quality, and reformers in general usually are pretty durable and hold up. But think about like a metal coil or spring. You're not going to want a lot of moisture humidity on it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So usually when you see them outside, they live inside. They just brought them outside for the pictures.
Yeah. I mean, fast forward like 40 years. Yeah. Where do you think Pilates will be in America?
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine, because 40 years ago it was nothing, right? Like, 40 years ago, you couldn't even call it Pilates because there was a lawsuit. Like,
oh, really?
You couldn't call Pilates until 2004.
So who was suing who? Why about that?
So there was a family with the last name Pilates. But Joseph Pilates' last name was Pilates, right? He was calling it Contrology. When he died, the people that kept practicing it just called it Pilates. Like, why not? Somebody with the last name Pilates decided to sue.
Okay.
And you had to call it like the method of Contrology formerly taught by Pilates, like blah, 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 blah. And then 2004, the lawsuit was over, and now everybody can call it Pilates, like you can call yoga, yoga.
Nice. Well, yeah. So I guess it's already so big in Miami, you almost think it seems like it's like out, it's like outclassing yoga nowadays or up, you know, yoga. I'm a certified yoga teacher. I do like how yoga is very, you know, simple and like you don't need anything to do it. Mm-hmm. But you also don't need anything to do Pilates necessarily. Yeah. So do you also, the class we took together was pretty much mostly just a mat, you know, mat Pilates. So you still are able to teach that. Are there, I don't know, and when it comes to mat Pilates, what would you say you're still, like what are the, What can you actually get out of mat Pilates more than the reformer? And then what is better on the reformer versus
the mat?
That's a
good question. So the equipment was basically made to help you be in the right position to do a lot of these exercises. So a lot of what you do on the reformer, you actually do on the mat. mat work is hard, especially if you're a 340-pound guy and I tell you to bring your legs to tabletop. Like, your legs weigh 200 pounds, yeah, right? So the minute your legs are at tabletop, they're just shaking because their legs are so mm-hmm. heavy. So sometimes mat is harder than the equipment, depending on the person's size, if they're injured, what we're actually working on. During off season, I do majority of the work on the equipment, but during season, all the guys are gone, right? So I do virtual Zoom sessions. It might be there's a mat on a floor in a hotel room and all I have to work with is like a mat. So we make it work. Mm-hmm. So during season, majority of the sessions that we do are mat sessions.
Okay. Do you ever travel to like your NFL players,
like during
seasons? To the games? Do you travel during the seasons?
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice. So what team is the most pro Pilates right now in the NFL?
Oh my gosh. Just based off of where everybody landed in the draft and with free agency, maybe the Browns.
The Browns. Okay. You wouldn't think that maybe, but yeah, so.
Dolphins have a lot. I got a lot of Dolphins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would say I don't think there's a team I don't have a guy on right now, but I would say probably Dolphins, Browns, and Chiefs.
Interesting. Is there any reason why? Or just the coaching maybe? Or the?
I don't know. Like, I don't know why some gravitate more towards it. Some guys just bring friends with them and tell more people about it. But
I'm sure there's some NFL coaches that are more pro to encourage it, right?
Yeah, but typically the coaches have very little to do with it because these guys are doing this in the off season. Mm-hmm. So they're choosing to come in and work extra, right? Like, this isn't anything coordinated by the team. The team doesn't pay for it. They come in after a 6-hour day on the field and under a weight rack, then they come in. So anytime you see an athlete doing Pilates, they're taking that initiative to go even further to try to elongate their career and work on injury prevention.
Yeah, so it's a little more, I mean, it's like a little bit less stressful, you could say, than, you know, the gym sessions that they have to do, you know, mm-hmm. in the training camps and things like that. Yeah. So it's a little more, you know, off-season focus. So mm-hmm. How long are your typical workouts, like, on the app for people to do?
So on the app, there's everything from a 10-minute, like, core series to a 20-minute express workout to a full 50-minute session.
And there are mat Pilates workouts as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And that's all relatively new, you said. It's like a year old
or so?
Yeah,
it's brand new, yeah.
So, yeah, that's like you're just going to be kind of crusading with that, you know, for a while probably. Yeah. So what do you think of Peloton, like how that became like a fad and then, I don't know, like if it's going as strong anymore, but like obviously Pilates has more history probably to it. I mean, cycling is very old as well, but.
A huge piece of me loves the virtual aspect of Pilates because it is getting Pilates to the masses, right? Like mm-hmm. how else do you touch and reach that far without going somewhat kind of virtual? But Pilates is also very much position and intricacies, right? Like I may just turn like a toe a little bit and it opens up a hip. So if you don't have an instructor seeing you in person, it's pretty hard to get the full benefit of Pilates. But having it virtual is a great additive. Maybe you do privates twice a week and you want to do Pilates 5 days a week, but you don't want to spend that much money. It's nice to have an in-person instructor to always kind of like, I don't know, maybe like you favor one hip or maybe your curve isn't right or, you know, your arches aren't where they should be. So it's always great to have an in-person instructor though.
Definitely. I always thought the next evolution is going to be like some sort of AI coach that will, you just put a video on your form. And be like, oh, like a yoga AI. Be like, oh, actually, that pose there, you got to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm sure it's possible, but nothing can replace like a coach and that encouragement.
Like during a session, I'm walking around you the whole time, right? Like, so if I'm even just on a Zoom session, all I can see is what I see in the screen. So maybe I can see like your hip is higher, but I can't also see the opposite side of what your big toe is doing.
Right. Yeah. No. Nothing can replace that. Yeah. So cool. So yeah, you're full-time Pilates, and yeah, I had a lot of times, you know, I get to interview a lot of great leaders in Miami, and, you know, to me, one, you know, key uniting aspect behind leadership is just courage, you know, and consistency, but so I had a question. What's, like, the most courageous thing you ever did?
I think I'm actually in the process of doing it now.
Oh, yeah? this podcast?
Yeah, for sure.
Not that scary.
I think the most opening my own studio.
Oh, you're about to open your own studio? Where is it going to be?
I can't say not yet. Okay. But in Miami. Yeah.
Okay. It's classical. Going to be classical Pilates with a bunch of... How many reformers do you think in like the room?
I'm going to keep it boutique and curated just for who's in the space. It won't be like a mass group class. So a small number.
Nice. Yeah.
That's so like very less exciting. Than five.
Less than five. Yeah. Okay.
Like I never like to have... I mean, my liability insurance is through the roof just working with these guys, you know, so I can't have 40 sets of toes on bars and 20 right. ankles and 10 necks. Like, you know, I take my job super seriously, and my goal is to keep them off the injured reserve list, right? My goal is to keep them on the field. They don't make money if they're not on the field, mm-hmm. right? That's what makes me look better as an instructor, is that guys that work with me extend their career 5 years, or they're not injured, or their injury recovery is a lot quicker, or now they're faster, or now they got more interceptions because they could cut quicker, or now they can flip into the end zone. You know, like that's my goal, is to keep it small and curated and specific and personal.
So when they do get injured, does that come back to you somehow? Like it says like your liability insurance is...
No, I mean my liability insurance, meaning like if I let them slip off the foot bar at Pilates.
Oh, right. Right,
you know, right. And when you got like a whole bunch of giant men who already are very big on equipment with something that moves underneath them, mm-hmm. it's not super smart to have like 20 of them in there.
So. No, right. So your studio is going to be mostly for your clients, yeah. like to come in person. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the session I had at SLS, that's like once in a blue moon that you do that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah.
Wow. So special.
Yeah. Like I might do that like once a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So regarding Miami, I guess the fitness scene here keeps evolving. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of coffee and chills. There's run clubs that are crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever, I know you say you do it like once a year. So
yeah.
What would you say your dream venue would be? Like if the sky was the limit, you could do anywhere.
In Miami?
Yeah.
Well, Soho House, please respond to my emails.
There you go. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Definitely Soho House. Surprised you haven't done that yet.
They won't respond to my emails.
Oh, really?
But okay. One guy did. I think his name was like Norman. Norman, where are you at?
There you go. Yeah. No, definitely. And that kind of keys in right with your clientele and like yeah. more high end. So cool. And then, regarding Miami. So I saw you, you know, you post a lot of rant. Maybe I think I saw some fitness drinks and things like that. Are there any brands that have kind of caught your eye when it comes to like partnerships, or I guess what are you working with these days when it comes to like brands and drinks and supplements?
So usually if I don't use it, I don't post it type thing, like with the matchas right here, you know, like we've got Pure Vita matchas because I literally live and die by Pure Vita. Like
right.
just take all my money and give me like a piece of, just break me off a piece.
Just give her a couple free matchas once in a while.
Can I get a sponsor by a matcha? they hate to see me coming. Oh, they love to see me coming, actually, because I'm always getting lots. I'm kind of new. I'm like slowly tiptoeing into that, like just because I don't really want to promote anything that I don't actually use.
Right. No, it's important too.
Yeah.
When it comes to wellness, though, mm-hmm. Are there any specific vitamins or supplements that you do advise, like even your players, or just like stuff that's maybe being underutilized right now?
I mean, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, so I'm a big fan of collagen mm-hmm. and creatine. I know creatine for a long time was like a pump for guys in the gym, like that was kind of what was known for, but it's really been shown to help with brain health. So,
really?
Mm-hmm. So 5 to 10 grams a day for a female is super important. I'm big on sleep and like sleep hygiene. Like I want it cold, dark, no noise other than my noisemaker, like pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see the blue dot on the TV. Like I'm going to throw a t-shirt over it. Like.
Okay. So you maximize sleep. Do you have a tracker for your sleep?
I did for a little while just to see like what was happening, where I was at. And now I don't wear it anymore.
Same thing with me.
Yeah.
I had one, and then it gave me like 100 sleep score like too many times. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? If I already hit 100, then I'm good.
you
guys put the bar way too low, you know? So,
yeah.
But yeah, the at the end of the day, it's the same thing all over again. You'd be like, every time you like have a good night out with friends and you look at your tracker, you're like, oh.
I'm like, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, you suck. It's like, of course, I'm allowed to like have some drinks with friends, okay? Like, that's why I think it leads to like sleep anxiety, they found. Yeah. Like, so I don't know if like tracking everything, there's like a balance to life. So
yeah, everything in moderation.
I think it's good to have, you know, like reality checks from time to time. But not necessarily constantly like be facing judgment at every single step.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
So yeah, the sleep trackers. I did have to try out one of those. But yeah, so you do sleep cold? Because I love sleeping cold.
I like it cold and dark, and my little like noise maker.
How
like
cold
a white
do you sleep?
Noise. Like 68.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Guys like it even colder. So
oh really?
I'll go down to like 64 even.
Oh yeah.
If I can, but. It's all about compromise, you know. But yeah, in general, I think that's like a no-brainer for wellness. I'm sure a lot of the NBA, if you ask your players, they'll probably tell you that they like it cold too.
Yeah.
To kind of heal the body and sleep and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So regarding Miami, are there any gems in the city that you can share? Stuff that not everyone knows about? Just like, even just like, you know, vista viewpoints or vistas or just like neighborhoods or anything come to mind?
As far as neighborhoods go, I love like the Miami Shores area. I think it is so cute. Miami Shores, Little River, Little Haiti, Ironside, like that whole like few mile radius. I think it is still old Miami, but also like a little grungy, a little edgy, not super high-rise-y yet. Amazing coffee shops, Surrey Hills. Okay, so I went to Australia for your reformer to record. Mm-hmm. From then on out, I am a coffee brat, for sure. Like, I only want really good coffee if I'm going to drink coffee. And Surrey Hills in Miami Shores is so good. It's like an Australian-based coffee shop. It is so good.
Can
so
you,
cute.
Like, buy their coffee and like, make it at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'll have to try it. I'm also kind of a coffee snob as well.
It's so good.
So I'll have to try that. And then... so that's, like, near, like, Hard Rock Stadium up there in Miami Shores?
No, that's, like... 3 miles north from here.
Oh, not too far. It's like North Miami, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Like the 70s through the 80s off of Biscayne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not too far. So worth doing some trips for some coffee once in a while.
Surrey Hills is 12 minutes from here.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. So Pura Vida, your seems like,
the amount of caffeine.
We're just waiting for the official sponsorship. But cool. And what about like food-wise? Any suggestions for people?
I love a burger. Smash Bros.
Smash Bros?
Kills. And it's grass-fed organic.
Okay.
Cooked in beef tallow.
Different than Smash Burger, right?
Wait, no, it's the same one, right? It's like red and black logo or red and white logo. Smash Burger is a type of burger, but Smash Bros is the
Smash
place.
Bros.
It's like right off Biscayne near Edgewater.
Okay.
So good. And their fries are like fried in beef tallow and stuff, so it's like...
That's like an Arkansas thing?
No, it's just like not a canola oil thing. Like, it's healthier if you're going
to
go
to have, like, beef oil or beef
it's
fat?
It's like beef fat. Mm-hmm.
Is better than canola oil or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that you've cut out of, like, your diet completely? Because, like, you're just disciplined?
Everything in moderation. So I don't really not do anything. Like, I still drink. I love Spicy Marg. I love pizza.
Yeah.
I love all those things. I just don't go crazy with them ever.
Yeah. I think they're almost everything in nature was built to like be enjoyed, you know, in some way, shape, or form. So, I love it too. I have a little tiny little bit of like Neapolitan pizza. Like I freeze it up and I have a little tiny little thing like at night on the weekends. Like it's just like enough, you know. Like so, yeah. And like praise to you to be able to do that because you know it takes practice and moderation, but you can enjoy practically everything in life. What are some of your favorite? I guess like trips that you've done when it comes to like who else has an exercise culture that approaches Miami, if you could say?
I mean, LA and New York for
LA
sure.
LA and New York.
Mm-hmm. I mean, New York is a very go walking city. There is something every 20 steps for you to do if you want, right?
Of course,
like there's a Pilates studio, there's a yoga studio, there's an Equinox, there's a pickleball, paddleball, all the different things. And then LA is similar to Miami, just with a little nicer weather, a little less humid.
Nice. And then I saw on your Instagram, do you have children here in Miami? Or?
I have a ton of nieces and nephews.
Nieces and nephews. Okay.
Yes. So, my Instagram is very random.
Really?
You'll see, like, a giant pro athlete doing Pilates, and then you see, like, me and my three-year-old niece at the beach. So
okay, so you have like extended family in Miami?
They're not in Miami now. They're all over Florida.
They just probably come visit a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
They love to come to Aunt Kiki's house.
Nice. Okay, so the speaking of Miami, we're almost near the end here. So are there any of your players that you think are kind of vocal and would enjoy being on a podcast? Is there anyone you could shout out?
They're all super vocal.
Yeah.
I will say one of my new favorites that is with Miami, that was with the Chiefs for a little bit and the Saints, is Willie Gay Jr. He is so funny to me at Pilates. Yeah. Like, to see a big linebacker just boom, 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 like jacked, you know, ripped, traps everywhere, to stand on something and just be shaking and be, oh, Miss Kinley, I'm dying, girl, I'm dying. Like,
where is he from? Like,
he's from Mississippi. He's a real country boy.
Nice. So he's very comedic. So
yeah.
He would make for a good interview.
Honestly, if every single one of these guys, we could kill it in a reality show. Bravo, where are you at?
Yeah, we just had a reality show actress on the pod a couple episodes ago, Natalie. So, yeah, I mean.
Just hearing what they say to each other between things, like, I mean, I probably can't say most of it, but it's gold. They're hilarious.
So it's like not too different than Hard Knocks. You know, you could have your own Pilates Hard Knocks.
Yeah, it really is.
Maybe that's
is.
In your future.
It really
you know?
Is.
Listen up.
Funny.
Yeah, listen up, HBO.
You know? Where you
could
at?
Be, could, be, could be in your future. Seems like it's taken off. Awesome. So I'll have to invite him over on the pod. And then.
Well, and I need to get you to come do some reformer Pilates.
That could be an interesting video, too, like me doing that.
Yeah.
So.
But I think we should mic each other up for that.
For the me doing the Pilates? Yeah. What, am I going to be like moaning or something?
I don't know. You might cry a little bit or something.
I don't know. No, I can keep a straight face for it. I guess what's the hardest thing that I've ever done physically? Probably a marathon. But yeah, I'd say your class, I would say it was kind of like enjoyable. It wasn't too hard.
Yeah, it was just chill little margarita session at the beach is what we had at
chill.
SLS.
It was very chill. Yeah. So you're ready to like turn up the heat and like make me suffer a bit. You're almost like you want to like finish it off. You kind of gave me the appetizer and you want me to like suffer a little bit.
Yeah, I gave you like a little taste.
Yeah, as a coach, you're like, this guy, I haven't even put him through nothing yet. No. So, okay, I'll have to try.
I do that to get you to come back. And then when you come back.
And then, I guess when you put me through the ringer, what am I supposed to expect? Like some just improvements in my overall health, like balance?
So with Pilates, I always tell people like you shouldn't feel worse. Like you shouldn't feel like you just got beat the fuck up in a terrible gym session, right? Like it's not an upper day. It's never a lower day. It's always full body. You're always going to feel better when you're done. You're always going to feel strong and stretched because Pilates is strength and stretch at the same time. It's a 2-for-1, right? So you don't have to stop when we're done and stretch for 20 minutes. I almost kind of would say like it's like flossing for your body. Like
flossing.
Get the gunk out. Shit feels better. You move better. Like everything moves more cohesive. It moves from your core out. You just feel good. You almost feel just like wrung out.
I think that's a valid comparison. Yeah, flossing. It makes your teeth feel strong.
Yeah, you just feel like just better. Just like. It just gets the gunk out. Like, whatever's feeling sticky and ugh.
So you're saying it doesn't actually have to tear that much muscle, or you don't need to, like, overdo the protein or
nothing? About it. Like, my goal with these guys, like, they're doing that on their own. My goal is to make them move from the center out so that everything moves better and more cohesive. Keep them strong. Keep them flexible. Work on injury prevention and joints. And muscle groups that might get overlooked in the gym, right? When do you ever see a guy do an adductor work in the gym?
No, they do have machines for that kind of thing, right?
But they're rarely used. The girls are always on them,
they're
right?
rarely used, yeah. So that's what I noticed the most from, like, your class. It's just, like, some different muscle groups that never really got worked. And, like, and that and just speaks to, like, your overall core, you know, feeling stronger when you're, you know, kind of... Yeah. Reaching every element of your core.
In Pilates, in a Pilates class, you should always move in all ranges of motion. You should flex your spine, extend your spine, rotate your spine, bend laterally, all the things. You should be vertical, horizontal, prone. You should be in all positions during a class.
Nice. Okay.
You should look left, look right, look up, look down. Like everything in your body should have been moved at some point.
Will you ever do certifications?
I have a couple of like mentees that follow me for like observation hours for Balanced Body, the people that I did the certification through. If you're Balanced Body or you're going through the certification, you can always audit a certified instructor to get your hours in. So I do have people that follow and kind of sit in on my sessions and observe and take notes. I do workshops, like I do Pilates for Athlete workshops for studios that have interest in it because it is becoming so popular. As far as the certification goes, I think that's out of my wheelhouse. I feel like that's such a big task to take on because there is so many levels and layers to Pilates for someone to be certified in. I mean, it takes years. It's definitely not, these weekend things are not certifications.
There are a lot of weekend courses, but at least like someone like Shay Williams, she's been a guest. Like, she leads amazing Matt Pilates for, you know, she builds amazing community.
Yeah.
Like, thank God for her. And like, you know, she is one of the products of one of those, you know, shorter certifications.
But she probably had some movement principles before that.
Yeah, she was well-versed in yoga and other things.
Yeah, so she, you know, so she wasn't just teaching, like, booty burn with the band or, I don't know, just all these booty classes. Like, it's more than the booty, guys, you know? Like, that is a little piece of it, but it's, The weekend certifications are, I think, a great way to get started and start to get some teaching hours, but then you got to think outside of that weekend. There's Pilates is such a bigger system than that. If you really want to be a really well-rounded instructor.
I think you're challenging those people who do have those weekend degrees to go do more, you know?
Yeah.
I think it spreads so fast in Miami because of that, and how easy it is to get certified. Mm-hmm. It does mean it's going to spread faster that way. But then you're just challenging everyone out there to level up.
Keep learning.
I have a continuous education.
An internationally accredited comprehensive certification with me, and I still level up. Like, you have a module I can take, you have a workshop I can take, let me take it. Like, see, when you stop learning, you stop growing. Like, I need to be the best instructor I can be. I can learn from anyone. I can learn more from a beginner, probably, just because they're going to have something that I don't have, right? Like, that's a cool thing about Miami is that there are so many ways that you can kind of get your toes wet in something and then go from there.
Yeah, so even same thing with yoga. So I'm probably due for a continuing education course at some point to like inspire me again. But yeah, never stop learning. Yeah. I think there's probably endless new variations of you know, the practice of yoga and Pilates. So it's endless, yeah. So would you say like a new course every 2 years, every year? Like, what's ideal, you think?
I mean, as an instructor, you know when you start to get stale and burnt out.
Right.
You know, like you're like, oh my God, I feel like I've done the same shit over and over and over.
Right.
Which in your head you probably have, but it's been with a different client, so they don't feel that way. But I try to do something every year.
Right.
Even if it's just like a 1 day, 6 hour workshop with an instructor that I adore or that I think has something that I don't know how to do, right? It can be in Cleveland, it can be in Dallas, it can be wherever, it can be a virtual one sometimes. But I feel like the minute you stop continuing to try to be a student, is when you get really stale and boring as an instructor. And I don't ever want to be that.
Right. So, yeah, like self-monitor, say, hey, do I feel at all kind of like I'm like inertia? Like, am I stuck a little bit? And then just you know, book that next course or whatever.
And always take classes, because I learn stuff from instructors all the time that I jump into their class. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot about that variation. Or, oh, my God, she might have made that up, but I love it. I'm going to use it. You know, like, it's great to have such a cool community in Miami of so many different movement principles. Like, you can take something that you learn from any kind of class and implement it into a Pilates session if you know the movement principles of Pilates.
Okay, nice. All right, so last question. You've shouted out quite a few places and people. When it comes to Miami, Greater Miami, anyone like you really respect, like who in Miami would you most like to have dinner with?
Ooh.
I know, it's like a variation on like the Jesus thing or whatever.
Ooh.
Or no, that's a question like in history. But yeah, in Miami, who would you want to have dinner with in Miami?
Like, they're a local Miami person?
It could be like a celebrity, it could be anyone.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
It's very random, but like, yeah, just there's a lot of people in Miami.
There's so many people in Miami. I have no idea, actually.
Like, who do you follow on Instagram that's Miami celebrity?
Oh my God.
Just like, I don't know, like who would you want to have dinner with?
Oh man,
shout some.
Okay, Rosenhaus, I think. Drew Rosenhaus.
Drew Rosenhaus? He's here in Miami? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the top agents, right?
Yeah.
So has he sent you some players before?
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys never had dinner before?
No.
All right, we'll try to set that one up.
No, it's super cool, though. I mean, like, talk about, I've been around super cool athletes, right? Yeah. But I've never really been starstruck, but I think he might be one that I'd be like, tell me how you did it. You know, like, how did you build this empire? You know, like, what, in the Jerry Maguire? You know, are you kidding me? Like, yeah.
And there's a lot of kids who look up to him.
Yeah,
so.
He's pulled a lot of people from crazy situations and given helped give them, like, such a cool chance and such a cool shot to really bring a community up with them. You know,
it's magical, like, to be the one to kind of birth all these, you know, careers in a way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll have to get him on the pod. I'm gonna have to reach out to Drew. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming. This has been great. And yeah, we learned a lot more about Pilates, and it's only gonna keep growing. So it's here to stay. And yeah, you'll have to let us know the next class, probably next year. But
well, and when the studio opens, it'll be open to public for sure. Like, I'll take on new clients. I've been renting space at multiple studios for a really long time, and it's to the point where I should have done this probably 10 years ago, but I think it's like time for me to just go ahead and jump and do it and have my own space. So
we'll do it. Well, yeah, and especially sharing your goals publicly.
Yeah, y'all hold me accountable.
Yes, we will. And I'm sure we'll be able to also, anyone who's curious can follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Kenley Reed Pilates.
Yeah, that's me.
And you'd be amazed at some of the moves and motions of Pilates that are showing on there. I was looking through the Instagram the other day, so definitely very cool. Well, awesome. Thanks for coming. It's been great. And thanks for the matcha. Shout out Pura Vida.
Yeah.